Okay, so following the border disputes of the 1920s, in the mid-1920s, things start to look a little bit better for the world. It's a few years now have passed since the end of World War One, and the economies of the world are starting to recover a little bit, starting to become more profitable, and the people of the world are starting to become a little bit more optimistic about the future. So we're going to look at a few examples and reasons for this. Firstly, absolutely key to it is something called the Dawes Plan, D-A-W-E-S, of 1924. Now, this was effectively loans from America given to Germany to help get Germany back up on its feet, not because, of course, the Americans or the British or the French were particularly nice for the sake of it, but, of course, if Germany's back up on its feet, then it's paying its reparations, which means the Allies get their money. So the Dawes Plan was all about loans coming from America to Germany so that Germany could invest in its businesses and raise employment and raise profitability and get a cycle of prosperity going. And that's exactly what happened. The loans were very successful in doing that. Now, alongside this, the League also had other successes as well that perhaps weren't so much about the League but were about the world at the time that obviously the League benefited from. So the Locarno Treaty was a good example of this, 1925. Representatives from France, Britain, Germany, Italy, Belgium, Poland, Czechoslovakia all met, and it ended with Germany agreeing to stick to its borders as laid out under the Treaty of Versailles, or at least it's guaranteed its western borders. As a result of this, Germany could say it was now a peace-loving nation. It demonstrated that to the world, and the League benefited because in 1926 Germany was allowed into the League of Nations. So again, it was another sign that perhaps things were starting to mend a little. And then this was followed in 1928 by the Kellogg-Briand Pact. And this was an international agreement by a group of countries that basically said they were going to settle disputes peacefully rather than go to war with each other. Of course, there was nothing about what went wrong, what would happen if it went wrong, what you'd do with countries. But it was, I guess, a sort of a nice promise. Although, of course, it's only words. And there was a slight effort at disarmament as well in the 1920s. The Washington Conference of 1921, USA, Japan, Britain and France agreed to limit the size of their navies. So nothing major, but if you'd asked people at the end of the 1920s if they felt the world was getting safer, they would have said yes. We shall see.